Hey guys, what's going on? Mike the Birdman Dodd here from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and of course, this is ReviewAday.ca. Hi guys, welcome back. Yes, that's right, I'm reviewing a game this time. Last time on Rad, we took a look at the Megas' second part of their two-part album, History Repeating Red. Definitely fantastic, worth picking up, and it's definitely grown on me since last time. In fact, I listen to it at least once a day. What can I say? I love Mega Man, I love the Megas. Good stuff, you should check it out. So, on today's show, we're going to be talking about a game that, well, everybody has been anticipating for quite some time, actually broke sales records for this company. We're going to be talking about the PlayStation 4 version of Watch Dogs from Ubisoft. So, I'm also going to talk a little bit about the limited edition for this, because in addition to getting my regular retail version from Ubisoft, I actually went out and traded in to get the limited edition, because I like to cover the Ubisoft limited editions, because 9 times out of 10, they're usually pretty awesome. But we'll talk about that when we get to multiplayer slash extras. So, Watch Dogs is a game I've been quite curious about for quite some time, since I saw the trailer a couple years ago at E3. I love hacking, I love computers, back when I was a kid. Let's just say phone freaking and being a script kiddie was not entirely outside of my wheelhouse. Mind you, I haven't done that since Windows 2000 or Windows 2000 NT. Let's just say it's been a little while. I suck. But, so with that in mind, I decided, you know what? I'll slap down a pre-order on Watch Dogs and we'll see what happens. So I got my copy of Watch Dogs last Friday. So I had it a couple days before launch, and going through the story, it took me about 20-25 hours on the main story, but I've played the game well over 40 now by doing a lot of the side activities. So I guess the gameplay slash storyline, open world game, very similar to say Saints Row 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5, which it will inevitably draw comparisons to anyway. You play as the character Aiden Pierce. You're a computer hacker whose family has basically been affected by tragedy. Basically, a hit went wrong. Someone was out to kill you, but a terrible mistake happens, and your six-year-old niece is killed. So, obviously, you feel this humendous weight of guilt on your shoulders. You want to catch the guys who ordered the hit on you and make them pay. What follows over the course of the storyline is you eventually get involved with a hacker group called DedSec. And pretty much that's where I'm going to leave it off there, because there are some moments, you'll probably see more than a few of them coming, but I'd rather not do spoilers. However, the ending motivation is a little lame, and I'll say this, I do wish DedSec was in this a little bit more, but I imagine the seasons pass, and if they make a Watch Dogs 2, that will definitely be addressed. So, just getting that out of the way. You do meet some really cool characters. One of my favorites is one of your buddies, a guy named Jordy. And he's a fixer. He's basically, it's like a mercenary. And he works with you, gets you cars, helps you accomplish things during certain missions. And he's just a pretty funny, if not fucked up, kind of guy. You also meet a girl named Clara, very, very early on in the game. And T-Bone, definitely one of my more favorite characters. I'm looking forward to playing his story on the DLC when that comes out later on. There is a pretty cool cover mechanic. It's very easy to get in and out of cover. I find gunplay in this, I like it a little bit better than Grand Theft Auto V. It feels just a little smoother in some ways. The game definitely helps if you go through stealth, and that's where the hacking mechanic comes in somewhat. You can peep through security cameras, you can cause steam pipes to blow, you can blow up electrical boxes. There's a lot of things you can do. And depending on how you approach a different situation, you can maybe get through a fight without having to fire a shot, which is tremendously rewarding, especially when you can take out a couple guys by blowing out an electrical panel or blowing up a like propane tank or something. It's a lot of fun. As I mentioned, one-button hacking. Basically, there's things in the world that you can do. You can activate bridges, tire strips, road blocker things. You can blow steam pipes in the road. I highly recommend you buy that ability as soon as you possibly can. You can screw with traffic lights. You can even disable helicopters and eventually take them out after two or three different hacks. And it's all accomplished by pressing one button and holding it. It's really, really simple. I really, really appreciate that. In terms of guns, you know, your standard machine gun, shotgun, pistols, whatever. The grenade launchers are a lot of fun. In fact, essential for really big fights. You'll fight a different couple types of enemies in this game. The most difficult being an enforcer. There is one boss fight, truly, where you're fighting a dude on a roof. It's a little bit ridiculous in the fact that you're fighting a guy wearing a puffy vest. And you hit him with grenade rounds, and he doesn't die right away. But other than that, though, headshots are your best friend. Silenced weapons are actually going to be one of the best things you can do. So acquiring the Silenced MAC-10 and the Silenced 1911 pistol and the Spec Ops Goblin will definitely help you through the game. Because enemies in this game can be float between being really intelligent and tenacious and bloody retarded. That's something else to know, too. As with Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row, you can alert the police. The police in this, I'm pretty sure they lay down their lives before letting you get away with something as simple as running a red light. They're just really, really aggressive. However, you can lose them if you stay out of sight. Or if you use one of your abilities to, say, blackout things, you can jam their comms too, you can black out an entire city block, and you can run from these guys and essentially hide. Different types of vehicles. I find motorcycles handle the best in this game, but there's, like, heavy cars, muscle cars, budget cars, motorcycles, fire trucks, stuff like that. Basically, typical things you'd find in an open-world game. There's also a boat as well, although you can't fly anything. At least not yet, anyway. I'd wonder if they will put helicopters or maybe add jet skis in at some point. That'd be a lot of fun, too. The city of Chicago feels huge. And one of the things this will draw comparisons to is Los Santos. Los Santos is bigger, but Chicago feels more intimate. And that's not to say small. It just feels more detailed. It feels more intimate, more, I wouldn't say detailed, just, I don't know, it's the only way I can describe it, is intimate. And then you go out into the rural area of Pawnee, which is a suburb of Chicago, I think, or if not a nearby town, and it kind of balances things out between, you know, the city and the countryside. And there's some really weird things out there, too. In fact, one of the many side things you can do in this is you can solve missing persons cases. And there's a couple of the bodies are hidden out there. And that's about the only tip I'm going to give you. Stuff like that. There's also the Pawnee militia, which is actually a lot of fun to fight those guys. And you'll do that across the game's five main missions, which is split into, like, different chapters. Like I said, it's going to take you a while to beat. There's something else to notice, too. You can do most of the side missions and get almost everything done and unlocked very early, except for second-tier skills until you're about halfway through the second chapter. And then you can do more stuff when you get access to DedSec resources. It definitely kind of helps to unlock some of the stuff really early on. Like I said, unlocking the pistol and the silenced MAC-11 really help. Although you cannot do the Spec Ops Goblin until, I think I got it just in the beginning of the third chapter or not too long before the end of the second. Just because certain things won't pop up on your map, which you can hack basically cell phone towers known as the CTOS, the city's operating system, and that will reveal things in the area. Like there's a QR codes, missions you can do. You have to line them up. I haven't figured those out yet, so there's that. You can also play poker, you can do drinking games, some of that. There's not a lack of stuff to do in Watch Dogs, suffice to say. Although I do like some vehicle handling better in this than Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row, I would say Grand Theft Auto 5 does it better in some areas, but I prefer the physics here. Maybe that's just a preference thing. But still, fun experience, though. Should take you about 20, 25 hours. If you want to do everything, probably over 40. And I'll talk about the online component when I get to online / multiplayer. So, talking about the graphics for this game, I played this game on the PlayStation 4. Game runs, as I've read, a very consistent 30 frames a second. The game looks gorgeous, especially when it's raining and you can see the rain beat off of Pierce's jacket and his hat. Even when you go for a swim, you can see his clothes eventually start to kind of dry out. There's a really nice texture to everything. Everything just looks good. Like I said, there's a lot of personality in places. Cutscenes look really, really nice too. There's a lot of personality and life to all the characters. The only character that comes across as kind of badly done, if I had to point one out, might be Aiden's sister and his nephew. There's not a lot of life to them, but when you pick up characters like Jordy, T-Bone, and Clara, there's a lot of life and just a lot of little quirks to how they move and talk with you. It's really neat when you use the blackout power and you see the sparks explode off the transformer and the entire city block just shuts down at once. You can see everything just go. Or looking through security cameras, there's just that veil of grain to it. Or just trying to think what else to tell you. Or when you're in some of the game's alternate reality mini games, like there's one where you have to take out robots and it's really weird and it looks really cool as their line of sight displays as like a flashlight, and it looks cool. There isn't a lot to really complain about graphically. Like, I think this game really shines at nighttime. The city feels very alive, and especially when it rains and right in sunset, there's actually a really nice drive in Pawnee just as you're coming out of the tunnel out of, I think, Parkside. And if you hit that just the right time on a motorcycle, looks really, really cool, especially if there's a little bit of rain on the road. Moving on to the soundtrack for this game. I've seen a lot of people kind of complain about this. I don't know. The soundtrack, the actual composed parts of this are quite nice. And you get those during missions when you can't activate your media app. They're actually quite nice. I rather enjoy them, especially the more techno-inspired ones. There is a lot of licensed music, as you can expect, once again, with Grand Theft Auto V, Saints Row, etc. The soundtrack here is, I kind of wonder if all these bands are from Chicago or they have a tie to them. I don't know. I don't know whether Alice Cooper is from Chicago, but he's in this too. Rise Against, Danko Jones, Vampire Weekend. Those are the big names I can think. Oh, Wu-Tang Clan is in this too. And those are all the ones I can think of off the top of my head. And the cool thing about this is as you're wandering around the city, you have this, I probably shouldn't have mentioned this earlier, but when you're out hacking stuff, you can steal money from people's accounts. You can also steal songs off their iPod, which is really cool. You might see a music symbol pop up above someone's head, and you can steal music from them. I've unlocked everything but one song. My favorite in the game is probably Help Is On The Way by Rise Against. but there's just some music in this game that's just seems really out of place. I would almost describe it as kind of big brass sounding or very, I don't know how else to really describe it. It feels very old-fashioned. It feels kind of out of place, though. I can see what they're kind of going for with the whole gangster vibe of Chicago, you know, and Al Capone and organized crime. But, I don't know, it would be nice if they gave you the option, if you have music on the PlayStation 3, it'd be nice if you had the option to import your own music. Or if you're signed up on PlayStation 4's media service, that Music Unlimited, if you could somehow broadcast that into the game. Maybe a future update, who knows. But yeah, voice acting in this game, if I did have to give one negative to sound for this, the guy who does Aiden Pierce's voice, he sounds really bored. I mean, I believe in what he's doing, I do. The performance itself is good, but he sounds bored because there isn't a lot of personality to him per se. And I guess they kind of explain it away in the game where they're like, oh, he's just He's really focused. He's really determined and blah, 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 blah. And it's just kind of comes across as... But the voice performance for Geordi is fantastic. T-Bone's really fun. The guy that plays Lucky Quinn, I really like him. He's like this organized crime boss. You'll meet... another guy you'll meet is Bedbug. I really like his vocal performance. And also just the performances of everybody else in the game, where you're just walking through town hearing conversations or hacking cell phones to hear people talk. There's one particular conversation that I always seem to get where somebody clogged their sink with spunk. That's right. They actually go, semen, you clogged it with semen. They're like, yeah. And the plumber's like, what? How the hell did that happen? There's some really weird conversations out there. But yeah, audio design, really good. I don't notice a big difference between, this is just a little thing. I don't notice a lot of difference between the cars. The motorcycles, I do notice a pretty big difference in how they sound. But yeah, nothing really to complain about in the sound department other than I think some of the licensed music could have been chosen a little bit better. But moving on. Multiplayer SAS extras. So multiplayer in this is always on. And you can choose to turn it off too if you want. I've played a few things. You can do races with people. You can use this iPad or iPhone, iPad app. I think it's available on Android too. Where you can send helicopters. You can set traps for people by doing that too. There's one-on-one hacking where basically you find another hacker. You install a back door on his system. And you have to avoid being profiled him by avoiding his hacking mechanic until you can steal money and notoriety from him. Basically, you can unlock extra stuff by getting higher and higher notoriety, like anti-vehicle rounds. You get the ability to find him immediately if you get like enough. I think it's like 2,000 notoriety or something stupid. And then there's this online decryption thing where basically 8 of you are against one dude, and it's up to him to get away. As I mentioned, there's drinking games, poker, you can play chess. The skill system is really fun. The fact that you can unlock a lot of really neat things by doing some of the side activities, like certain things won't open up until you do certain things. With skills, the most valuable ones I found were almost all the hacking ones. The crafting ones, I'll give you this tip. Proxy mines will be your best friend in this game if you use them right. In fact, explosives were ridiculously useful in this game, and it honestly surprised me how useful they were, especially in some of the later on fights. Money almost becomes useless once you buy all the weapons that you can, and the only thing left you, all the things you have left are the unlocks. You can buy cars. I think the most expensive one is $200,000, and I bought it only because I think I'm walking around with like $1.7 million in my pocket right now. I hack everybody that I can. Although sometimes you might hack the wrong person, they'll alert a company called Bloom Security, and they'll send fixers after you. Yay. I think what else can I really mention about this? Oh yeah, there's the alternate reality game. There's one where you have to run and collect gold coins and avoid red skulls. There's another one, like I said, there's that robot one where you go into the city and you have to activate these light posts and you're fighting robots. It's weird but oddly kind of fun. There's another one where you play as this spider tank thing and you shoot things. That's pretty weird. There's another one where you fight other aliens, and you can unlock the automatic weapon skill, I think, by reaching level, or by wave 5 in that. And yeah, those are the ones that I can think of off the top of my head. The multiplayer, it's nice that it's there. I kind of like the idea behind it, but I didn't engage in it a whole lot, because I found it, I suck at it, for one. I've only successfully profiled, like, one person. I tend to get found pretty easy. But if you're good at it, the rewards are there. I know you can use Uplay to unlock a cash boost by doing that. However, it's there if you want it. Try it. It's not a huge part of the gameplay experience as far as I'm concerned, but I'm glad they included it regardless. I just wish they'd done a little bit more with it. So finally, let's talk about the limited edition for this. So the one I got was a limited edition from EB Games. That comes with a 9-inch Aiden Pierce statue, the Vigilante mask, steel bookcase, the official soundtrack, and an 80-page hardcover art book. Like I said, got this for trade credit. It was $150 if you didn't. Don't think it's worth it, truth be told. And the only reason is because in the limited edition, you don't get anything digital, which really surprised me. When you look at the DedSec edition, for example, you get a map of Chicago, the statue, this augmented reality card shit, the art book, 3 badges. You get the signature shot mission, the palace, which was the pre-order thing, an investigation bonus, the breakthrough pack single-player mission. You get a biometric assault rifle, some additional outfits which you can buy, and a vehicle expert perk. Way more worth it than what I got. Considering I already had the Vigilante mask from a press kit that I got that and the hat. Though I don't know where the hat is right now. So I don't know. If you're going to get the limited edition, go for the DedSec edition. The Vigilante one also comes with the Vigilante mask, the Palace pack, and ATM version. The Uplay version, nothing super spectacular. The Season's Pass for this comes with all the missions that are included in everything else, but as of this recording, they're not active. And you get T-Bone's single-player mission, which is supposedly an entirely new campaign. If it's a full 5 missions, I will be really thrilled. I kind of doubt it, but we'll have to wait and see. So overall, what can I give Watch Dogs? Well, like I said, it's going to draw comparisons between Saints Row 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5. Grand Theft Auto 5 is the better game story-wise, that's for sure. You actually really give a shit what happens in that game. And Saints Row 4 is ridiculously fun for what it is. Watch Dogs is fun. It's a great play. It's a really good experience. But other games have done certain parts better. But the hacking mechanic, if used properly, depending on your playstyle, can kind of make or break that. Like I said, it can be really fun. Like, one of my best memories of this is I'm being chased by 3 or 4 cops. I blow a steam pipe in the road. I go a couple blocks down. I activate blockers. I jump out of my car, jump on a motorcycle, blow a helicopter out of the sky by hacking it. It's really impressive when it wants to be. And overall, it's a pretty likable game in some ways. Like I said, the storyline is kind of forgettable, basically something you'd see in a summer blockbuster. But still, it throws enough at you where you're never truly bored. And the side activities can add a lot of hours to this. My only caveat is if you really want a limited edition, do your research. I think the DedSec edition is the best. The limited edition just mostly has physical extras. Really disappointed it didn't have a lot of digital. I think every edition should have had that in some capacity, but what are you going to do? So anyway, guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me. The next game I should be reviewing is Mario Kart 8, which I'm currently playing on the Wii U. I think it's Birdman Twig or Birdman Dodd, if you want to add me. I'm actually just going to check that right now. If you want to add me to the Wii U, it's Birdman Twig, all one word. Come find me. We'd love to play against you. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewAday.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.